number one sports betting show, coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Todd Days.
Baby Todd.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tom.
Good day to you, Sire. Nicky Skates in the back.
Sick. How we doing?
Followed by Mitt.
Mitt just did a fade.
Yeah, I clicked the wrong button. Sorry. That threw everybody off.
Hey, that'll happen. Before we get going, in case you didn't see us tweet them out, which we did.
I didn't tweet out the games that just started.
Oh, I did.
That's on me. I am on the Astros, and I am on the Giants, of course.
Okay. I am on the Stros. And I am on the Padres, plus a half. Stros, obviously, we got fucking Framber.
Framber's nice.
Versus Merrill Kelly, who Merrill had a pretty good first outing.
Either of these guys gave up a run.
No, neither of them did. But you're going to give me Framber, I'll take him.
Yeah, absolutely. Stros, I can't believe we're getting the Astros at the number we have been.
I don't either. But here we are, and keep we're going to take it. Stros got a guy on second, two outs.
Two outs?
Yeah.
They're first and second, nobody out.
Well, now they got fucking guy on second, two outs.
Double play.
Something bad happened.
Feels like a double play.
Padres have guy on second, one out.
Yeah. Webble.
Those are both in the first. This morning, I had the Mets and the Sox. Those both covered.
Yep.
Thought about taking the Guardians. I did not.
I have been on the Guardians every game.
There you go.
And have hit every game.
The only reason I didn't, because...
You don't like McKenzie?
No, I do. So, last night, 1:30 a.m., I put in bets. And he was one of them.
Yep.
Then when I looked at him this morning, tough outing, first start. So, I decided to take him off of the official tweet-out bets. But
I love McKenzie.
And then Bucca, Zach Thompson, had a nice little outing.
Yeah, fucking Hendricks.
Yeah, he's... I feel like I remember this last year. He was much better in Wrigley.
Yeah, he's good at home. Bad on the road.
Okay.
Felt like when I started seeing, I locked that one in last night before bed. But then when I started seeing everybody was on the Cubs this morning, it kind of felt like we were in a bad spot. But what can you do?
Hey, you'll do that. Yeah, last night woke up, saw that Mets were potentially a dog. Looked first five. They were minus a half. Fuck. Wake up this morning. Plus a half for fucking Scherzer.
I was surprised that the Mets did win that first five because I was told that Aaron Nola is actually Max Scherzer in the first five innings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Scherzer did battle. He loaded the...
Nobody is Max Scherzer in the first five innings.
I know.
And not Aaron Nola for that
matter. No, I know.
Come on.
Scherzer loaded the bases with no outs in the first. He got out of it. And in the fourth, I believe he did the same thing.
Yeah, he had a rough start.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
D-backs got out of it.
Jeez.
Padres still got a guy on second with one out.
Jeez.
It's all right.
Jeez.
I texted you last night when somebody had first and third to start the game and they didn't get a run, that it was a bad sign. I think it was the Astros again.
Yeah, they squeaked
it out. They pulled it out in the fifth. Okay, so those are the games now. We'll get to them a little bit. Nick, how was the 14 games on the ice last night?
We finally had a winning night for the first time in a while. Hell, a lot of losses, a lot of treading water. It was nice to be on the right side of things for once. Nashville, if they would have get done in regulation, would have been a much better night. But, we're not gonna complain about winning.
Rags still stink, I've noticed.
Yeah. It was even there for a while, and in the third period, the Hurricanes kind of pulled away.
Cougars took them to overtime.
Vegas tied it late.
Panthers had to win in overtime.
Buffalo with a surprising upset to the Leafs, who had been quite hot lately. Buffalo came out and played their ass off.
Okay.
That was plus 2.5 was something we should have taken.
Yeah, I think the Leafs, we talked about the Leafs were like plus or minus 450.
Yep.
Okay. So we got four games tonight in the NHL.
Three.
Mitt. Any of your fucking parlays hit last night in the NBA?
Same game parlays, no.
That's okay.
The under parlay, the double under parlay came through. Really, all the NBA bets hit last night, other than the LA Clippers, sadly, did not come out on top or cover the three.
What a fucking melt that was.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
At 10 and Towns falls out.
Yeah.
I fucking fell asleep while they were up. They had a comfortable lead. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're 100% covering.
Me too.
Fall asleep, wake up to the announcers at the post game and fucking.
Me too. I was on the pups. Cavs did a good job of coming back. Nets held on. Big game for Kyrie during Ramadan. It's got to catch up to you at some point, right?
That's gonna be that series is gonna be electric.
Yeah, the big gambling story with that was a couple books made the Nets the favorite after the game last night against the Celtics, and then immediately got pounded with Celtics money. So the Celtics are now favorites across the board to win that series.
I don't know what to think. I really don't.
I don't want to be jaded by just one game last night, but Cavs played like shit and were still in it at the end, and Kyrie went off. What's his name? Marcus Smart is, I don't know if you know this, odds-on favorite right now to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
If he is that, and he can contain Kyrie a little bit, and Tatum has his way and fucking...
I don't know. I see Kevin Durant and
I know.
He's so good, dude. He's so good. So is Kyrie, too. But just for me, it's just Durant. It's just another level.
Okay. Tonight, let's start right there. By the way, you can still get the same game parlay, 50% back at FanDuel right now, up to $100 back. So if you take any same game parlay, it could be multiple same game parlays. Say you do 100 on each game tonight, same game parlay, $200 total, you'll get $100 back.
There we go.
But if you've already spent whatever, it's not each night. It's up to $100 between last night, tonight, and Friday.
Yeah.
Yep. We got these games, then we got the next round of games, and then that's it for this promo.
Correct, exactly. Tonight we start Charlotte at Atlanta. It's in Atlanta, 7 o'clock tip. Current line is 5.5 for the Hawks. It's been bouncing around between 5, 5.5. 235.5 is a high total. Teams don't love defense. How do you boys feel about it?
Go ahead, Mitt.
Well, I do. I kind of like the over here.
Okay.
This is like, seriously, this is the hardest game, I think.
I agree.
I agree. I feel like Trae Young, but I also, I don't know. I have a feeling. I like this Hornets team.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just, I haven't watched them that much. It's kind of just going off highlights and stuff. I have not watched the
Hawks
film.
Hawks are slightly.
Can we tease?
Hotter.
That's what. My thought here originally is
I'll tease two team teaser.
6-point teaser. Give me the Pelicans as a pick 'em.
Money line.
And give me the Hornets plus 11.
Let me see here.
And that's -125.
That's a hell of a play.
That's all. That's my only thought on these games tonight.
You take the Hawks -0.5 and Spurs +10.5. It's even money.
I think the Pelicans win.
No. Spurs +10.5.
Oh, Spurs +10.
Hawks -0.5.
See, I
even
would,
money.
Hey, I don't know.
I kind of like it.
I got a weird feeling about the Hornets. I think for no reason at all.
I don't. I'm with you, Gumpy. I don't think the Spurs are going to really do anything here. And the Hornets have been covering, and they've been playing fucking great.
So have the Hawks.
I don't think anybody's watched the Pelicans either. Like, CJ McCollum is a very good basketball player.
Spurs have been hot.
Yeah.
Atlanta, 6-0 in their last six as a fave, 4-0 the last four at home, 7-2 overall, 12-5 their last 17 as a home favorite. If I'm taking sides, I'm going to take Hawks and Spurs, ATS. But you know what? And I hate doing this. I hate teasing NBA. But I will. I'll do the Hawks -0.5 and the Spurs up to 10.5 for even money. Fuck it. Why not?
So two-leg teaser plus even money plus 100. Give me Hornets +10.5, Pelicans -0.5.
Okay, so you're going that. You're going the exact opposite of what I did.
Yeah. Perfect.
The same odds.
Yeah.
We could both win.
Anything could happen.
We could both win.
It's the playing tournament.
I might do both.
Maybe you should do both. Myth, you have a same game parlay?
Yeah, we got a couple same
games. I mean, the Hawks Hornets has got Hype Boy parlay written all over it.
This is the hardest one for me to pick, actually. So this is the big time Hype Boy parlay. LaMelo Ball over 23.5 points.
Hell yeah. Okay.
We got Miles Bridges over 22.5 points.
Okay.
We got Trae Young over 31.5.
Okay.
You might as well, if you're going to put Trae Young over on anything, either do this or plus 35, because his plus 30 is like minus 160, I think. This is like plus 106 or minus 106, I'm sorry. And then we got Trae Young over 3.5 threes. So Trae Young to ball out, LaMelo Ball over on points, Miles Bridges over on points. Okay. I love that one, Tony.
Okay.
That baby.
Hey, if you love it, I love it.
That baby Mitt.
I mean, I don't want to bet against Trae Young here. That's my thing. I want to bet the Hornets plus the five.
He's an animal. He's a big game guy.
Yep.
It is, but there is a thing. They're at home. I kind of think that Trae Young isn't his best at home. I think he's his best when he's getting booed, honestly.
He is good. He's good in that situation. We'll see.
That's why I'm taking Charlotte.
Okay. D-backs have a guy on third. Two outs.
Padres are up. Manea appears to be dealing again.
So that was a tough one, too, where Manea went seven. Manea went seven no hit, right?
Yep.
And then Logan Webb, is that who there is? Yeah, he was also very good. So this was one of the situations where I kind of like early in the year where I'm taking the plus a half.
Yep.
It's kind of worked out with Mets and Phillies. It's kind of worked out with Toronto and Yankees so far. Let's head to the diamond, if that's all right with you, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Tony, can I throw out one
more? Oh, yeah, my bad. That's on me.
San Antonio at the Pelicans. I'm going over 224.5 here. No real reason. I just kind of, honestly, no real reason. I just saw it. Both the unders hit last night. This one, I think, is a little low for a playoff game at 224, so I like it.
Okay, sure. Why the fuck not?
Fair play.
By the way, if I haven't addressed this yet, it is raining. That's what you're hearing. So, like, if you're listening to Hammer Down later and it's at night and you have the sweet sounds of this beautiful rain, maybe you'll fall asleep. What's going on in footy?
Liverpool's tied 1-1. City and Atletico 0-0.
What's Liverpool aggregate?
4-2.
Oh, so they're all right.
Yeah. Benfica, they're no quitting those boys.
City and Atletico?
City's up 1.
On aggregate?
Yeah. I mean.
So what the fuck does aggregate mean?
So they play home and away, Mitt, and it's just the combined scores.
Yeah. So, like, if a team wins 2-0... in the first game, and then the other team wins 2-0 in the second game, they're tied 2-2, and then they go to extras and penalties if they have to.
I mean, a Suarez goal for Atletico against City would fit the bill.
It would. Well, hey, good luck.
Thank
you. Good luck.
Thank
you. There are, keep getting updates on the MLB. Mets are fucking putting it on.
Yeah.
4 games left tonight.
Yeah, I got 2.
More?
Yeah.
I have 2 more as
I'm
well.
I'm about done with the fucking Astros-Yanks series. I can't figure that one out.
Toronto and Yanks?
Yeah.
Oakland at Tampa. Oakland has been holding their own in this series, to say the least.
Love to see it.
Frankie Montas is going against McClanahan. I assume the Rays are huge favorites here.
Yeah. Minus 190.
Oh. I'm not touching it. You going Montas here?
No.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Neither of us are touching
it. I'm not. I need some time to see how Montas is.
Yeah. I think we're on the same page there.
Yep.
Milwaukee and Baltimore. Corbin Burns, who was an NL Cy Young pitcher last season.
He was.
He had a great first 4 innings, and then he blew up in the 5th.
We're fucking back. Start.
What happened?
Means what it means.
Oh, okay. I took him in his first outing. I believe he lost 1-0.
Yes, sir.
I'm worried that could happen again tonight. Nah. It's not like Baltimore's the greatest bats, and Corbin Burns is a very good pitcher.
The first five draw did hit in this game last night.
As you said.
Plus 550.
As you said it would. Corbin Burns, John Means. You and I are both going to take the plus a half with John Means
here. Yeah, it's even money. Come on. I don't know. I don't know what this... I don't know what this Brewers team is, dude.
I'm worried that every start this year, fucking John Means can lose 1-0 in the first five.
Nah, we'll be all right.
So I got Means. We got Means plus a half there.
Yep.
Jose Berrios and Garrett Cole both had very, very tough first innings.
Yes, sir.
In their opening games. I will stay away.
I do have a play on this game.
Really?
Since it worked out last night. Anthony Rizzo,
okay.
Home run, plus 350.
I like that.
Yes, thank you. I'll try. I'm going to give out a dinger every day.
You hit a dinger last night, right?
First AB.
I don't think it. Donaldson did not.
Dinger a day.
Dinger a day.
Keeps doctor away.
There you go.
And then the late game, not even late, 7-10, Seattle at the White Sox, Robbie Ray and Dallas Keuchel.
The line has finally...
It's gone our way.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go. Yeah. We're getting half again with Robbie Ray.
Thank you very much.
Jesus Christ.
Seven innings, zero earned. Keuchel hasn't started this year.
No, he's not. Didn't have a great year last year either.
What's going on there, Mitt?
We don't really have any starting pitchers. I don't know what's going on with the pitching.
Southside, dude. First half run line. Plus a half. Let's fucking go.
Hell yeah.
Lock me in.
I mean, I was fine.
First five money line.
I was
Southside. My baby, Mitt.
I was taking Seattle money line.
Yeah,
with Robbie Ray anyway. But so, but if
you know what I did, you know what I did today actually?
Yeah.
I doubled down. I took Mets first five money line and Mets first five plus a half. I think I might start doing that.
How come? Just cuz?
Well, cuz I think they're going to win the game with Scherzer, but if I can get them plus a half too. Like I think at the worst the Mets would have been a push. If for money line.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Are you talking about first five money line or full game? Yeah.
No, first five money
line. Okay. Sorry, I was putting the bet in.
Fucking Logan Webb starting to deal. Here we go. Settle in, lad.
Okay.
Settle in.
So for the rest of tonight, I've got Mean John Means and Baltimore Orioles plus a half versus Milwaukee. And Robbie Ray plus a half. Versus the White Sox.
I'm with you, my friend. Mean John Means plus a half. Robbie Ray plus a half. Thank you.
Yeah, the Yankees in Toronto, no thank you. And then Oakland, Tampa, no thank you to there as well. We could have a... You know what? It's nice to... Because baseball is such a fickle bitch.
It's always... You know what I love about this time of year? Like, football is king, I know.
Sure.
But you, at every point... This time of year, you got a live one.
All day long.
Right?
All day long.
Like, there's not, like, the latest you'll get, there'll usually be at least a 2 o'clock game in baseball. Sure. I mean, it is.
It was nice today. Cleveland, Mets, Boston. Those were no sweats.
Yeah. I mean, you just, like I said, they found these few teams early that you just got to, like, if you're going to get the Guardians plus a half, you have to.
They are fucking raking.
Yeah. Like,
now, have they played the best competition to start the year?
No. But their whole issue last year was they couldn't fucking hit.
Correct.
And they have good pitchers.
Yeah.
Like, you got Bieber, McKenzie, Savali, who am I forgetting? Plezak.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their staff is very good.
Who's the guy that they brought out of the pen?
Logan Allen.
Yeah.
I think he was terrible last year.
He was.
That's why he was in the...
Yeah, he was.
Francona's not betting yet.
No, I think these I think these later games today are going to be a little bit closer. If you were on the other games, Josiah Gray fucking threw hell of a against Max Fried. I believe the Atlanta was $2 favorites there. They lost.
Jeez.
Chicago was favorites. They lost to Pittsburgh. And
Braves haven't looked great.
No, and they took Clayton Kershaw out after seven perfect innings, and he threw 80 pitches.
He actually said he would have wanted to finish the game off.
Oh, so it was fucking...
Yeah, I actually...
Dave Roberts.
Bruce this morning asked why I put my mouth on this one. He goes, why is Clayton Kershaw such a short favorite? And I said, well, it's 2022, Bruce. And
what was his first start of the year? And you don't know what you're getting with Kershaw at this point in his career.
I mean, jeez.
People were very high on Minnesota before the season, and their season hasn't gone as it's wanted to yet.
Newsflash. Paddock was not good for the Padres last year.
No, it was not good today.
Either. And you're not going to get better going to the American League, my friend.
I can't believe they took out fucking... Took him, Kershaw out.
70 pitches?
80. Let him get to 100, at least.
Yeah.
I get it. Come Still. On. Perfect game to start the year.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the ice.
I haven't looked at the board yet.
It's not great.
Really?
I mean, it's not.
It's not great.
It's
jeez.
If we're being honest, it's
holy
not.
Holy shit!
We got Rags and Flyers. Nick loves the Flyers.
Vancouver's in Texas hockey, baby. What a treat last night. Plus money on both of them.
Hell yeah!
This might be a parlay kind of night.
Money line parlay
together to make it work.
I do not like the Rangers.
No, me either.
Feels like the only team they don't beat let me the last take month again. Is the Penguins.
I'll give you the info I have.
That was a tough loss on the Boost last night, too.
It was. Piss-poor fucking effort in the shootout.
You get a power play in overtime. You have to score. And four on three, you Smith have to score.
Smith is usually garbage in shootouts, so I knew if it got to a shootout, they were in trouble. Well, I expected a little bit more. And then fucking Tanger. You know the ice is bad, kid. You can't be making... That's why...
That was the most Crystal Tang thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was. And people were kind of... I think people were kind of criticizing Sid and Jay for going down and just shooting the shots that they did. But it's like, obviously the ice was bad. You saw it. What happened with the Tang. So you can't overhandle. You got to fucking get a shot off. But whatever. Whatever. We move on to tonight.
We did move on.
The New York Rangers, who played and lost to the Carolina Hurricanes last night, go on the road to Philadelphia. Rangers, big favorites at -225. Rangers 6-1 straight up in their last seven on the road. Flyers have lost three of their past four and now just two wins in their last nine games. Mm-hmm. You guys both said you're out on the Rangers.
Yeah.
You're in?
I'm going to go Rangers 60-minute money line at -135 just because I think...
I don't hate it.
I mean, that's a side I would
do
go.
Not hate yeah. it.
I don't love it either.
I think I've lost like six straight Rangers bets, though.
But they are a significantly better team. That is the problem. Is
whether I'm on them or against them.
Yeah. It seemed that we've always seemed to be on the wrong side of what they're doing. But I'll give it one more go.
There you go.
How about this fucking awesome matchup? Blue Jackets, Canadiens.
Ooh.
Montreal, three wins in the past 11 games. Ooh. Columbus, 6-1 straight up in their last seven at home against Montreal.
Okay, it's pretty good. Well, against Montreal,
so I will take the Jackets home on the money line -156. Another one I don't love, but again, just throwing it out there. We're going to do it.
All right. I mean, we need the fucking Kings to lose a game here.
The Kings played last night. They played pretty well against Chicago. We thought Chicago might have some offensive juice. That was not the case. L.A. took care of things. L.A. 6-1 against the spread in the last seven games. 4-1 against the spread in the last five games on the road. I mentioned that because +1.5, they are -120. 230 on the money line. Kind of big dogs here on the road going into Colorado. Colorado is very fucking good at home.
Yep.
5-0 straight up in their last five and 5-0 in their last five against the Kings. I was going to stay away initially, but Kings off of back-to-back, having played last night. Give me the Colorado Avalanche on the 60-minute money line at -160.
I will join you, my friend.
Okay.
Yeah. We need something on the ice.
If you parlay all of those.
Nah.
I'm just saying. Just for
fun.
Shits and gigs. Rangers 60-minute is -135. Jackets money line is -156. Colorado 60-minute is -160. That works out to +364.
+364 is pretty good.
What's just Rangers?
That's what I was. Yeah,
the Rangers. Even if
not doing it.
Even just if Rangers and Avs.
I'm not doing it.
Rangers, Jackets, and Avs straight money line parlays. You get a +220.
That's pretty good. I'm not doing it. Fuck the Rangers, dude.
I don't love it either. Like I said, just
I'll die with the Avs. Avs 60-minute. Come on, come out.
Rangers and Avs.
Don't
60 is +182.
Don't care. I ain't dying with the Rangers. I can't do it.
Let me see something here. Just one last thing. Let me see. Rangers and Avs straight up money line is -106. I'm not doing it. Can't bet on the fucking Rangers.
Where's Brandon Belt, dude? Put him in the lineup. Jeez.
You're talking Giants?
Yeah. This lineup stinks for them today. What is this shit?
They got a guy in first, one out.
Arizona guy.
Arizona guy in first, no outs. That one doesn't feel like it's going early.
I don't love that. Europa League tomorrow.
Okay.
I will take Leipzig, draw no bet.
Okay.
At Atalanta. And I'm going to take West Ham on the double chance at Lyon, my friend. Yes, sir.
Okay. How's the slate this weekend?
We got some. Sunday's not great. I don't love the Sunday slate, but I mean, there's a couple good games Friday we got, and then Saturday. I mean, there's some good numbers out there Saturday that I like. But yeah, Sunday feels like that's the thing. Real Madrid went to extra time yesterday. It was Tuesday. I figure they'll be fine by Sunday, but that's always a tough match at Sevilla.
Okay.
But what can you do?
Okay.
What can you do?
What's the baseball like tomorrow?
Ball?
Yeah.
I think it's all new series, right? It feels like travel day.
Thursday, we've got 11 games. 2 day games.
Who's the day games?
Oakland and Tampa, Cole Irvin and Drew Rasmussen. And then we got Seattle and Chicago, Logan Gilbert, Jimmy Lambert.
Dick Lambert?
Dick Lambert. I wonder if they'll play it. Apparently Seattle, Chicago might not get in tonight.
What do you mean?
Rainy. Chicago's not too far from here.
Fuck. Come on, dude. Let's play two.
The guy says, not loving what I'm seeing here. It's not quite the constant rain St. Louis, but it's on and off rain for most of the day. Maybe they'll play tonight, but probably not.
Let Robbie Ray eat.
Fuck yes. Please let Robbie Ray eat. Okay, so tomorrow we'll have baseball. We'll have the hockey.
Yeah.
We have an off day for NBA, but we'll take a look at the playoff matchups.
Give me the Clippers. Friday? Yeah. I would like to die.
Against either team?
Yeah, I'll die with the Clippers ship. I would just like it to be known.
Why do you like that?
I like Paul George.
Okay.
I don't know why. They're not going to win it, obviously, but I like Ty Lue, too. I really do.
Tell you what, I love that Cavs young team. Like, I feel like, I don't know what happened. They got some guys, though.
Curious where LeBron's going to go.
If Jared Allen plays, they're fucking way better.
Well, yeah, because you put Markin in the pick and roll, and it's tough.
That's tough. I mean, when your offense and defense kind of are anchored down from a big man who is very, very good, and you lose him, you're going to slide. So.
No, I know.
That's where the two defensive, top defensive teams, the Cavs and the Bulls, they lose one player, and then their defense just turns to shit.
What's the TNT game tonight, Nick?
Good question.
Oh, forgot. Sorry, my bad. Completely forgot. Tonight, youtube.com/DasHockeyTalk. Fucking big guest, Marc-Andre Fleury.
Hell yeah.
8 o'clock tonight.
The Wild Flower himself.
Did he play last night or no?
No, Cam Talbot played last night. Fleury will play tomorrow night.
Is Cam Talbot getting the go to start the playoffs?
I don't know. Cam Talbot's been playing pretty well lately. Flower might be starting against Texas Hockey tomorrow night.
Oh, geez. I'll have to warn him. The boys are hot. Jamie Benn fucking ragdolled somebody last night.
Rangers Flyers is the game on TNT tonight.
Give me the over 6 Rangers Flyers.
Will you ask? Thank you. Will you ask Flyer about Max Talbot's house in the Southside?
Yes, good question. I will. Absolutely.
It's my favorite thing to ask Penguins players from that era.
It's a good question. I honestly don't know what I'm going to ask Flyer about because we've had him on Pat's show before and we've talked to him.
Sure.
He was awesome. He stayed on for a good. It was a long one, if I remember correctly. And so we got to come up with some creative stuff to ask him tonight.
Well, you'll be all right. Maybe have few more cocktails.
Maybe ask about the scumbags in Vegas and how they trade.
Yeah, what about the Blackhawks?
Bullshit organization. Just
terrible time.
Spelling his name wrong.
Oh, Bobby Firmino.
Yeah, ask him why he went to fucking Chicago instead of fucking Pittsburgh.
He's a bit of a prankster as well. I'll ask him about pranks.
Oh, he's a jokester.
Diamondbacks have guys on first and second with no outs.
Jesus.
The
just struck out Joey Bart. Why? Is, who the fuck?
The Giants have guys on first and second, two outs.
Yeah, Joey Bart struck out, dude. What are you doing, Joey?
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening and watching. We can't thank you enough. Hopefully, you're enjoying. Oh, fuck. Forgot.
What?
Lefty.
Jesus.
He knows when the show is.
I told him to come in whenever he wanted, and then he said, text me, and I said I would, but, I mean, you knew I was going to forget.
Sorry.
We got it's the fucking RBC, dude.
It's not your fault.
The RBC,
dude. Your hair Sink looks awesome.
Owns this
you tournament. Look like any...
Dang it. Oh, double.
Mean guy. Maybe not mean guy, but like any 90s movie. Oh,
like a bad guy in Brink.
Hell where the guy had like sweet hair.
Hell yeah.
Who would hit a double?
Giants, 2-1.
Nice. It's been pretty fun trailing you guys, huh? Good day.
No, good today's times. Been good so far, it's yeah. Good time. Absolutely. What baseball are we doing in the what are we doing in the RBC?
Yeah, so the RBC, Hilton Head.
Mm-hmm. Hilton Head.
Harbortown.
Harbortown.
You've probably played it on a simulator because if you go and ask like, hey, what's the easiest course?
Yeah, and coolest.
And cool.
Most beautiful.
Harbortown is right up there. It's shorter. You need really good approach shots because the greens are kind of shaped like turtles' backs.
And okay.
It can get very windy because you're in South Carolina on the water.
On the beach.
Yeah, so the favorite is JT and Colin Morikawa.
Okay.
Colin obviously kind of broke the tension with Rory with the back-to-back chip-ins. He looked awesome on Sunday. Obviously, Rory did too. I faded Rory hard in the Masters, and he made me eat that one for sure. So, you know, respect to him. But Morikawa, he figures in as you know, a formidable favorite. Okay. I will be fading him, but coming in, I was like, Morikawa is probably going to win the RBC. And then I saw he was the favorite. I was like, all right, we got to handicap a little bit.
Okay.
Cam Smith right behind him, mm-hmm. who outside of the 12th hole has been playing as good as Scottie Scheffler.
Agreed.
I like him probably the best of this kind of tier of guys because you kind of sit back and you think, what a cool story that would be if Scottie Scheffler won the Masters and the guy that kind of choked on 12.
Cam Smith, yeah.
Came back and returned to form the next week, and it should suit his eye well. This is like the Webb Simpson track, everybody always says.
Did you see who shot the ceremonial first shot, though?
Gary Player?
No, they shot a fucking cannon off with him.
With Cam?
No.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that in the past, like on the cliff.
On the cliff, yeah. Fucking ceremonial drive. They shoot a cannon off at the same time. Two-time winner.
Kitchen sink.
Of the RPC.
Oh, yeah, the defending champion.
Stu Sink.
Fresh off a hole in one. Don't count him out.
No. I mean, you can't. He's defending,
what
defending
are his odds, crown. Dude?
Probably.
We got Davis Love in the field here?
No way.
Yeah?
Hold on, let me get Stewie Sink.
Plus 8,000 for Stewart Sink.
It's pretty high odds.
Normally
he's sitting a little farther down there.
He owns this course.
And then, you know, Maverick McNealy. I've been trying to find something with him. I think, you know, if you're going top 10, top 20, I would definitely look at Maverick McNealy. Okay. And then Joaquin Niemann. He could figure into true contention, I think.
I might take a flyer on fucking JJ Spahn.
Yeah.
Playing some golf.
This is Webb Simpson's track?
Yeah, Webb Simpson's track. Yeah,
we're not touching him at plus 2,900.
He's a past champion. You know, how about a younger, fresher? Joaquin Niemann,
okay.
Maverick McNealy, those types. Terrell Hatton could figure in as well. Down the board, but those are the type of guys that you really want to be looking for, though. Those kind of consistent iron strikers that are, and guys that can get up and down.
If we know anything about consistent iron strikers, Colin Morikawa is that guy.
Yeah. He looks like a champion on Sunday to me. He looked so just the
what
way
a statement from you.
Just the way he was fucking.
He is a champion.
Who?
No, I mean his form. His form. Like you could tell on the back nine on Sunday that he was just like so fucking dialed in.
Can we not get Stewart Sink to make the cut?
What a TV show that was. Sunday at the fucking Masters.
He really was. Wasn't it?
It was so sick.
Hey, thanks, Bruce.
No problem.
Appreciate you.
Let's go Calm Smith.
Let's go Calm Smith.
Come on. Redeem yourself.
Bases are loaded for the Diamondbacks and their best players up. All right. Can't thank you guys enough. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn.